Evening, welcome to the Derby debrief from Rams TV, live from Pride Park Stadium. Owen Bradley with former Derby captain Sean Barker alongside, here to bring you some reaction to a defeat for Derby tonight. They've lost at home to Charlton by 2-1. That's despite going in front in the first half through Aaron Cashin's first home goal of the season. Sadly, familiar story for the Rams, taking the lead, not able to hold on. It happened at Barnsley at the weekend. It's happened at Pride Park on more than one occasion already this season as well. Derby, despite losing, stay second in the League One table because Bolton have lost tonight as well at Wigan. A missed opportunity in some senses for the Rams. We'll bring you reaction shortly. We'll talk to Barks to kick us off, as we always do. As I say, a sadly familiar story tonight.
Yeah. The first 45 minutes, I thought we showed little signs of being creative, being on the front foot. Nice little interchanges, one and two touch passing to get further up the pitch without really threatening and creating enough chances in that game. We've got our noses in front with a set piece, which I'm sure the staff will be delighted with, because they mentioned how important set pieces are time and time again when games and teams are hard fought and there's not a huge amount between the two sides. The disappointing thing for me was the second half in terms of how we came out in the first 10 minutes. We allowed Charlton to gain momentum, bit of belief. We knew they're not an easy side to play at the moment because the results against the likes of Bolton and Portsmouth. It was a poor first goal to concede, a rush of blood from Joe, which meant that you concede a penalty. It's back to 1-1. And obviously the second goal was really disappointing as well. So you gave them a chance to get back in the game. You gave them an opportunity. You allowed your foot to come off the gas. You didn't have enough about you in that second half to go and get the win. And in reality, if we were on it and we played with a little bit more aggression, a little bit more zip, a little bit more purpose, you win the game. We didn't. It was a missed opportunity. But at the same time, we're also very fortunate to still be in the top two.
Certainly, I'm more from Sean at the moment. Let's hear from the head coaches, Paul Warne.
Probably the same as everybody else in the stadium. You know, Charlton had a way of playing. Obviously, they were just trying to get in behind all the time and trying to get on second balls. And I thought we dealt with that pretty well first half. I thought the first 25 minutes is on the ball probably the best we've played without creating loads of chances. So first half, pretty pleased. You know, I don't think they had an attempt on goal first half that I can recall. And then the start of the second half, I didn't think we started well. And it's like we start well in the first half, not well in the second half. We can't do back-to-back halves for some crazy reason. So I thought that they came at us and we nearly conceded off a set piece. And then obviously to give away a penalty is, you know, Joe's kindly stuck his hand up. That's a big error and a big swing point in the game. And we can't afford to give teams here any, you know, help. There's been a bit of a theme at home that, you know, whenever we make a mistake, we get punished. And then, you know, they capitalise on a sideways pass and we nearly get out of trouble, but we don't. And after that, then obviously it's all us, but it's just frustrating because it ended up just being like huff and puff, really. There wasn't any, I can't say there was any cutting edge to our play. We're putting balls in the box and, you know, Sonny's header either side the keeper, you might get a draw. But it was a game that we wanted to win, but my honest assessment is, you know, when they put it on us a little bit in a couple of areas, we didn't stand up to it, which is disappointing.
Unfortunately, not the first time that you've led and lost the game or conceded points, dropped points at home. How concerned are you with sort of the mindset there?
Yeah, I am, obviously. I mean, I've just spoke to the lads then at length and then, you know, saying it's right, me saying things and you agreeing, but what's going to change? We've lost an absolute shed loads of points at home and we could be looking handsome and we're not. And, you know, obviously I'm part of it. I'm the one who comes out and speaks. But there's a few games that I'm beyond frustrated because we make crazy decisions. I just think if we'd have ended, the pitch got a bit bigger second half, I appreciate that, but I just felt that we'd lost a bit of a battle in the middle of the park. All of a sudden we didn't look as fresh. And then obviously Ryan come off has an impact because he's probably our most athletic defender. But after saying that, I thought our two centre-halves were excellent today, as was Cash playing out of position. I can't really criticise them three. I just thought, you know, we just didn't have enough physical part of our game to match Charlton's intensity, and that's the truth. And when I watch it back, I might see it completely different, but that is how I feel now. I don't think it was a tactical game in any way. It was just we got done with two bad bits of play from ourselves, and Charlton took advantage of that. So unfortunately in football sometimes you get on the wrong side of things, and we have tonight, and that is frustrating, because if we'd have won tonight, and if results if Bolton end up losing at Wigan, it would have been an amazing 3 points. And when you're in a situation like we were, we got ourselves ahead, we should be good enough as a group to see out the result, but we just didn't manage the game well. And you know, it's right us thinking we're going for the top two, but you've got to be careful that you don't lose all the hard work you've done. So with 6 home games left, I think 5 away, we need to be much better at home and much braver when things get difficult. And tonight, I don't think as a group we were brave enough.
We talked yesterday about wanting to see the players take a few more risks. Did they take enough risks tonight?
In moments, I thought, like I said, I thought first half, and it seems like 2 days ago, the first half now, but I thought we moved the ball really well and got ourselves into really good areas, although we didn't pick the final pass possibly as well as we'd like. But I felt that. I didn't feel like there was much aggressive attacking play second half. I didn't think we took, I didn't see us trying to play any passes. I just didn't think we had enough in us. That's the honest truth. We look gassed out. So that's something we're going to have to address for this weekend, because if not, the same thing's going to happen. Port Vale are fighting for their lives like Charlton are. They're not going to come here and get their belly rubbed. And we need to be better. Simple as that.
Thanks, Paul. Derby boss Paul Warne. Yeah, Port Vale threw away a 2-goal lead tonight to draw at home to Fleetwood. Darren Moore just missing out on his first win in charge. They come to Pride Park at the weekend. More reaction from the Derby camp shortly. As we've said, Sean, as we heard from Paul Warne there, it is a story that we've seen before, we've told before on Rams TV this season. I think Derby have dropped 11 points from winning positions since the turn of the year. If you think where those 11 points would have them now, they'd be clear at the top of the table. What is wrong with... Is it the mindset of the players? What is going wrong? Because we're seeing Derby go in front in games and not capitalise, not make the most of it.
Yeah, it's definitely a mindset in some ways. Some of those games, do we deserve to be ahead in? I'm not sure. The performances in general at home haven't been outstanding. They've not been at a level where you feel they've overrun and outcompeted and outdominated an opposition. And those games where we've comfortable winners, you accept that. The other games where it's quite tight and quite close, you always feel we get a goal and then we never push on, we never kick on to give yourself a breathing space and to really put the sword to the opposition. And that was clearly the case in the game today. We got the first goal. We took our foot off the gas in the second half. Paul picked up on it there. I thought that for the first 20 minutes of the first half, we landed on every second ball. We gained the ball back quickly. Smith was ratting around, as was Adams. They were competing, they were fighting. Bird was finding good positions. And in that second half, it never really felt there was a consistency with that side of the game. Now, if you're not dominating the ball and building through the pitch, you have to land on second balls. And any loose ball, pick it back up again, give it back to a player. And in those key moments, we lost that. And there has to be a consistency from the players because they can do it. You can see they can do it. It has to be a 90 minutes of football. And the second you give a team any sort of inkling that you are there to be taken and you're there to be got at and you're there to be creative and positive with, they'll take that opportunity. And I thought Charlton did. They looked a threat. They tried to get the ball forward quickly. I thought Carnu was a threat, especially in the second half with his pace. And they just found a way to get back in the game. And some of that, maybe a lot of that, was our doing, but they took full advantage of that.
Was the penalty a turning point? I mean, we heard from Paul Warne there. Joe Wildsmith's already put his hand up and, I guess, apologised to the players for the decision that he made on the penalty. But was the game already drifting in Charlton's direction at that point?
It was drifting in terms of having a little bit of control in the game, a little bit of belief within the game. Obviously, the penalty is a turning point. There's no point in denying that. And Joe puts his hands up. It was a rush of blood. He shouldn't come out of his box. He shouldn't have engaged. I think Nels was covering. Sonny was in a different position to deal with that. It was a mistake. It lets them back at 1-1. And actually, it felt that we dealt with maybe the 5 or 10 minutes afterwards okay. And then obviously another mistake, this time from Adams, who gives the ball away too cheaply. And I thought Sonny Bradley came across far too early to cover the space behind Nelson. It just left a gap for, I think it was Kanu down the right-hand side. So key moments, key decisions when it's tight, you cannot give the opposition a sniff. And the games at home where it's been tight, we haven't been clear enough with the detail. We haven't dealt with that minute kind of gap well enough, and we've been punished, and that's what teams do. If they smell blood, that they're going to take it.
We'll look at results and table in full in a little while, but you know, the headline tonight is that Bolton lost again as well, so Derby actually stay in the top two, but they have the game in hand on the Rams. Barnsley have two in hand. Peterborough maybe now come back into the equation in terms of potentially catching Derby. This blip can't be allowed to go on for much longer.
Yeah, we're not going to be the only club in this position saying it as well. You look at Bolton, they'll be saying it's another missed opportunity with Derby losing. Those teams behind us are desperate to keep on picking up points. So it's not just us in this position. Lots of teams are out of form, not really hitting the heights they'd expect at this stage when you've got a decent squad and decent players. So it feels like an opportunity missed, but it still feels really fortunate that we're kind of in the position we're in, and we still have control of that. We still have, obviously, the games against the Portsmouth Boltons to play against. We have difficult games which we can obviously come out victorious, but we have to show more than we've shown this evening. It was a great opportunity. We got ourselves ahead at half-time. There wasn't much between the two sides, and we allowed them to get back in, and we leave here very disappointed.
As is always the cliche, not long until they get the chance to try and put things right, but I wonder how everyone will feel on Saturday if Derby go in front.
You have to deal with it. It's just, but you want to go in front. You want to get your nose in front. You want to get that first goal. You want the crowd to be behind you. And we had that today, and we just let it slip. And we've had it a few times this season and let it slip. Having that kind of ability to not only hold on to a lead, I don't feel this team is very good holding on to leads, especially here at Pride Park. We have to go and get the second and third and be positive, be on the front foot. The first 20 minutes was bright today. Why didn't that happen in the second half? If that happens in the second half, you win the game. We allowed them back in, and that's the detail that they'll be so disappointed with, and I hope the players in the changing room afterwards are disappointed with that. They had an opportunity. They've not taken it. It's not the first time. That has to change quickly.
Well, let's hear from one of those players, Corey Smith, back in the starting lineup tonight.
Yeah, obviously on a personal note, nice to get a start, get 60-odd minutes, whatever. But, I mean, at the end of the day, it's about the team, do you know what I mean? And obviously guided with the result. It's not kind of what you dream of when you're injured and you come back, you know what I mean? So, guided with that. We've got to dust ourselves off and go again Saturday.
What went wrong for you second half, do you think?
But you know what, I feel like we played some good stuff in the first half, actually. Probably some of the best, maybe, football we've played for a little while. Some good little 1-2s, you know. The pitch ain't the best, but played some nice little play 1-2s. And then second half, we just seemed to go on the back foot a little bit. Obviously, there's a lot to play for at the moment, and it just felt like, you know, we went 1-0 up and we kind of went into protect the lead when, you know, we just had the discussion there, and you can't be doing that early in the game. Obviously, to be fair to them, they obviously got a bit of a telling off maybe at half time, and they come out on the front foot with a lot of energy, started getting them balls down the channel in behind us, spinning us a little bit, which maybe got us playing a little bit deeper than we was. And then obviously, unfortunately, we made a couple mistakes, but you know, no one means to make mistakes. So we're a team, and we will take that together.
So your reaction when you came off, it was all about energy and encouragement. I mean, you really care, don't you?
Yeah, of course. It's been obviously hard being injured for a while, and I've just tried to support the boys and just give them a lot of motivation when I can. And obviously it's been nice to be back, getting on the pitch in the last couple of weeks, having some good involvements and helping out the team. Just try and you know, spread a bit of positive energy and try and get us going. But, I mean, obviously in the second half it didn't really work.
incredible. It's the first time you've lost back-to-back games in the league all season. I mean, all teams have blips, we know that, but this isn't the time to have one, I guess.
Yeah, 100%. It's definitely not the time. And we know that. And like, trust me, we're more gutted than anyone. The boys are devastated in there, to be honest. But, we ain't got time, to be honest, to be sad. We've got to try and lift ourselves as a club, you know. This club's been through a lot over the last years. So, you know, been through a lot harder situations and we're still in a good position at the end of the day. And fortunately, again, you know, obviously we can't look at other results, but a couple of results kind of went our way. So we're kind of in a similar position than we was before the game, which is frustrating in one breath, because if we win the game, we pull away. But in another breath, you know, you got to take the pros out of the game and that, you know, couple teams around us losing as well. You know, we're kind of in the same position, so it's onto the weekend now. And, you know, like I said, this club's been through hard times, so, you know, I'm sure we'll stick together as a club, players, fans, and, yeah, go again.
That's Derby midfielder Corey Smith. Results from League One tonight, 8 games in all. Carlisle winning at Burton maybe keeps their slim hopes of staying up alive. Lake Norwich beat Blackpool in the battle of the promotion playoff hopefuls. Lincoln on really good run at the moment. They beat Shrewsbury by 3-0. Port Vale, we mentioned, led 2-0 at half-time, conceded in the 88th and 93rd minute to prevent Darren Moore getting a first win in charge. Wickham beat Cheltenham. Stevenage back to winning ways, beating Cambridge. And Wigan doing a Derby a favour, beating Bolton. They lose again. Table then, Portsmouth's lead stays at 7 points. Derby not able to close the gap. Still level on points with Bolton, with Barnsley 3 further back. Barnsley have 2 games in hand. Bolton have 1, but that is against Barnsley. Peterborough may be back in the automatic promotion equation as well now. Charlton have actually climbed a little higher than that. They're now 4 points clear of the bottom 4. Cheltenham, Port Vale, Fleetwood and Carlisle at the bottom 4 sides though. That's all from us for now. If you want more on tonight's game, get it on the website, dcfc.co.uk. We're back Saturday. For now, from me, Barks and the team, goodbye.